Today's daf is Chulin daf Tesvav, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis Elo Amar Rav Shesh. So the Mishnah on the top of daf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph said a classic halacha. Shlichit b'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim. If somebody shechts an animal on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, afal pishem is chayev benafshay, even though he's chayev misa for what he did, seemingly the Mishnah is describing someone that shechted b'mezid. Still, the halacha is shchitasek shera. As it relates to the actual shchita, it's kosher. We don't look at this animal as an nevela. You can eat from it. If somebody comes in contact with it, he's not going to be tami tumas nevela either. Stating that, Amar Rav Huna, he said, I heard from Rav Sanchia, who said over the name of his father Rav, that despite the fact that the Mishnah said Ashechet b'Shabbos chitosik shera, but on that Shabbos itself that the person shechted it, it's going to be aser. Asuru b'achilu liyoma. V'nasna chavraya. When the Olam heard it, they said that I hear, I accept the fact that Rav said it. But if Rav said this, he must have been going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, not everybody would agree with that. Most Tanam and Chas would hold that Hashoichet b'Shabbos shchitasek sheira afilu bay bayon. If Rav said that it's going to be aser bay bayon, he was probably going according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara wasn't sure which Rabbi Yehuda the Olam was referring to. And we saw on Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph and Daf Yudalad Amad Beis, the Gemara brought many Rabbi Yehudas, but 3 Rabbi Yehudas as being the possible Rabbi Yehuda that the Olam was referring to, that Rav was saying his chumrah according to, that despite the fact that Ashechet b'Shabbos chitasek sheira, still the halacha is going to be that it's going to be asa liyoymeh. The Gemara had knocked out all 3 attempts, and now we're up to the 4th attempt. Olam Rav Sheishes, pray to Ravidi, Rabbi Yehuda d'nei roisi. Perhaps the Olam was referring to Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush as it relates to Neiros, the Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, Metautlin Ner Chodesh. One is allowed to carry a new lamp on Shabbos. So when Chazal talk about a Ner, they're usually referring to the lamp. That's the keli that the oil, the wicks, the fire is going to be in. So if somebody has a new lamp, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. It's not Muktzah, but you're not allowed to carry one that was already used. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Pshat Rabbi Yehuda is because once a Ner is used, it becomes Ma'os. Ma'os is a factor when it comes to the laws of Muktzah. There's something called Muktzah Machmas Mios. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds Muktzah Machmas Mios as Muktzah. Thus, a Ner Chodesh is not Ma'os yet. You're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. But a Ner that was already used, that you're not allowed to carry. So the Gemara is suggesting that just like Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you're not allowed to carry a Ner Yashon on Shabbos. Why? Because it's Muktzah. So you see again the Rabbi Yehuda's Machmer when it comes to the laws of Muktzah. So maybe that's what Rav meant when he said that Hashoichet b'Shabbos chitasek sheira still it's going to be aser bay bayoyim. It's because of Muktzah, Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, who takes a very stringent position when it comes to the laws of Muktzah. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. Says the Gemara, Muktzah, the Muktzah, Emet the Shamalei the Rabbi Yehuda, Muktzah mach masmios. You're applying a chumrah that Rabbi Yehuda said in the laws of Muktzah, specifically regarding a ner yashan. That is Muktzah mach masmios. But Muktzah mach mas isem yishamalei. How do you know Rabbi Yehuda says his halacha when we're not dealing with something mus, and live animal is not mius, so if it's muktzah, it's not going to be muktzah machmas mius. Why would a live animal be muktzah? Because you can't shecht it on Shabbos because shechting it involves iser. So the reason it would be muktzah is because you're hands off, because what you would do with this animal would involve an Issa Deiraisa. How do you know Rabbi Yehuda holds Muktzah Machmas? So the Gemara says, you have to follow through in that sugya over there. The Tanan would learn to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Ner Shel Matches Metalplein, that any Ner, even if it's a Ner Yashan, if it's made out of Matches, metal, you're allowed to carry it. And the reason is because a Ner that's made out of Matches, even if it's been used many times, doesn't become Mos. It's the earthenware Neiris that become Mos. But if it's made out of Matches, not. Chutzman, a Ner should be by Issa Shabbos. But Rabbi Yehuda said, one second, there is a time that a Ner Yashan, even matches, where there's no element of mias, will still be muktzah. How so? If that ner was lit betchilas haShabbos, so if when the sun set Friday night, this ner was lit, now it's going to be awesome. Now, it's not also machmas mias, because we said a ner shel matches doesn't become ma'os. The reason it's muktzah is because you couldn't do anything with it betchilas haShabbos. Because if you would touch this ner, you'd get involved in issues of being mechava, extinguishing, which is one of the lamatas malachas. Thus, there was an isser that caused you to have to distance yourself from this ner b'tchilas haShabbos, and you see clearly then Rabbi Yehuda holds that muktzah machmas iser is also going to be an issue. So you're right. When we said that Rav was referring to Rav Yehuda's halach of ner, we don't mean the mukta machmasmius component of what Rav Yehuda says as it relates to a ner being mukta. We mean the mukta machmas iser component, specifically where you had a ner that doesn't become ma'as, such as ner shel matches. Still, the halach is that if it was lit betchilas haShabbos, because of the potential for the malach of mechaba, it establishes a status of mukta on this ner for the entire Shabbos. Same would be true with a live animal. Betchilas haShabbos, it would be mukta machmas iser because what would you do with the live animal? You would shecht it. You're not allowed to shecht it on Shabbos. Thus, is a mukta machmas iser component. But the Gemara says, maybe there's a difference. Maybe when does Rabbi Yehuda hold mukta machmas iser? That's if you went and proactively did something to show that in your mind it's mukta. In your mind, you're not going to touch it on Shabbos. For example, you lit a candle inside an air. So there, you created a mukta machmas iser, but you did something biyadayim. But the live animal, you didn't do anything to it biyadayim before Shabbos to establish it as muktzah, and as a result, the Gemara says it's not muchach that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds muktzah machmas iser, as it relates to Neiris, but hold muktzah machmas iser in this area as well. Thus, strike four. We had four failed attempts to try to figure out which Rabbi Yehuda Rav was referring to when he said, despite the fact that Ashechet b'Shabbos chitasei k'sheira, but it's still going to be asal yoyme. The Olam said that Rav meant it according to Rabbi Yehuda. We went through so many Rabbi Yehudas, all in Hilchas Shabbos, almost all of them dealing with the laws of Muktzah. Rav Yehuda is a big machmer of Muktzah, like we spoke out on Daf Yudalit, that Muktzah is a machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda is islay Muktzah, Rav Shimon is leslay Muktzah. And of course, when we say Rav Shimon is leslay Muktzah, doesn't mean he doesn't hold a Muktzah, because we paskin like Rav Shimon, and we, of course, are islay Muktzah. We have laws of Muktzah. But Rav Yehuda was very machmer when it came to the laws of Muktzah. So the Olam thought, for sure, if Rav said it's asli yoyme, he meant because of the Muktzah component. And we brought several Rabbi Yehudas with regards to Muktzah, but the Gemara was doicha each one. El Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says we have to come from a whole nother angle. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mevashali. This is Rabbi Yehuda who discussed somebody that was Mevashal on Shabbos. So our mission is discussing a Sheichit b'Shabbos, and we're going to shtel tzu a halacha regarding a Mevashal b'Shabbos. Another one of the Lamates Malachas. Now we're going to the mission. Mevashal b'Shabbos. If somebody cooks on Shabbos, are you allowed to eat the food? So it's a three-way machlokes. B'Shoygig. If it happened, B'Shoygig, Yoichal. You could eat it. B'Mezid. If it happened, B'Mezid. Lo Yoichal. Then you are not allowed to eat it. What does not allowed to eat it mean? Says Rashi, you can't eat it on Shabbos. You have to wait until Motzei Shabbos. And even Motzei Shabbos, you have to wait b'kdei sheyasu. You have to wait the amount of time it would take to cook the food that you want to eat. So let's say the food that you cooked on Shabbos took a half hour to cook. So you'd have to wait until a half hour after Shabbos before you'd be allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shoygig, yoichal Motzei Shabbos. Even if you did it b'shoygig, you can't eat it on Shabbos. You have to wait until Motzei Shabbos. B'mezid, if you did it b'mezid, yoichal Olamis. You're never allowed to eat it. Yeichal Asandlo, I mean, that's a third sheet of the most chomer. B'shoygig, yoichal Motzei Shabbos. I agree, not like Rameh, but like Rabbi Yehuda, b'shoygig, you can only eat it on Motzei Shabbos. But even Motzei Shabbos, it's la'acherim, other people, not the person that actually cooked the food. V'loiloi. B'mezid, if you did it b'mezid, yoichal Olamis, then you're not allowed to eat it. No one else is allowed to eat it. Bottom line is we have a three-way machloikis. What happens if someone's mevashal b'Shabbos? According to Rab Meir, it depends if it was b'shoygig or if it was b'mezid. B'shoygig, everybody could eat it on Shabbos. B'mezid, you have to wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. According to Rab Yehuda, even b'shoygig you can't eat on Shabbos. We're going to need Rab Yehuda Shita. You can't eat it even on Shabbos. Even if it was done b'shoygig, it's only on Mitzvah Shabbos that you're allowed to eat it. And even on Mitzvah Shabbos, you could only eat it if it was b'shoygig, but you can't eat it if it was b'mezid. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says that the person that cooked is never allowed to eat it. He himself can never let eat it. The only time it's ever allowed to be eaten is if it was done b'shoygig on Mitzvah Shabbos, acherim are allowed to eat it. Bottom line is, you have a Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says if somebody is mevashal b'Shabbos, you can't eat it on Shabbos. It doesn't matter if it was b'shoygig. It doesn't matter if it was b'mezid. So says the Gemara, when Rav said that ha'sheichet b'Shabbos, afal pi shemeschai b'nafshe shchitas ekshero, it's also to eat it by bayoyim. And the Olam said, Rav meant Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda did Rav mean? He meant this Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that mevashal b'Shabbos, he's not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. The same will be true. Ashechit b'Shabbos, you won't be able to eat it on Shabbos. The Gemara asks the obvious question. Why does the Mishnah have to be Rabbi Yehuda, v'nukma b'mezid? Why can't the Mishnah be talking about where it happened b'mezid, v'rameir? And it can be going even according to Rameir. Right, the Olam said it only works according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not true. It works according to Rameir as well. What did Rameir say if someone's mevashal b'Shabbos b'mezid? The halach is lo yoichal ad mitzvah Shabbos. That is the halach of the Mishnah. Now, if the Mishnah is talking also b'shoigeg, then the Mishnah can't be Rameir, because the Rameir said b'shoigeg, you're allowed to eat it right away. Rav said that no, it's also liyoyme. But how did Rav know that the Mishnah is talking about dafka b'shoigeg? Maybe it means only b'mezid, and if it's b'mezid, it can go according to Rameir as well. But the Gemara says, "Lo yisol gadaitak." The Tani do midyem kippurim, because the Mishnah says, "Hab shoyichet b'shabes ubiyem kippurim." And my yem kippurim loyishav b'shoigeg loyishav b'mezid liyoch. Just like in Yom Kippur, you're never allowed to eat it b'yoyme, whether it's b'shoigeg or b'mezid, simply because it's Yom Kippur. Af hachanami loyishav b'shoigeg v'loyishav b'mezid liyoch. So Rav felt that in the Mishnah, it's mashma that the halacha would be the same for shoigeg and mezid. Why? Because the Mishnah equates Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So if there's an Isser Achila on Yom Kippur B'yoyme, it's Mashma, there's an Isser Achila on Shabbos B'yoyme, even if it's B'shoigig. Thus, the Mishnah had to be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, Mimotzes Mukala B'shoigig. How can you tell me that the Mishnah is going B'shoigig for Rabbi Yehuda? V'avol Bisham is Chayiv Ben Afshik Tani. The Mishnah says, Yechayiv Miso. So clearly, we're only talking about Mezid. If we're only talking about Mezid, then the Mishnah can be Rav Meir. Why does the Mishnah have to be Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, you have to read the Mishnah as follows. Hachikom, Avol P, Dibbe Mezid Mishayiv Ben Afshik. Even though what you did is an act that had you done up a mezid, you would have been chayv misa. Hacha, the b'shoigig, shchitasa yikshar. The bottom line is, Rav thought that the Mishnah that equates Yom Kippur and Shabbos must equate it with regards to whether you can eat it on that day as well. And if on Yom Kippur, of course, you can't eat anything you shecht, simply because you're fasting, because it's Yom Kippur, it's Chayvi Krisos to put food in your mouth. So the same would be true for Shabbos as well. That's where Rav got his diak from. When Rav was mefarish the Mishnah and said that even though the Mishnah says shchitas ekshera, still the halacha is it's going to be asal yoyme. You know what was tugging him to make this diak? Because the Mishnah equated Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur for sure it's asal yoyme. So he thought Shabbos is also asal yoyme. Now Yom Kippur is asal yoyme even if it was b'shoigeg. If it was b'mezid for sure, but even if it was b'shoigeg, so he felt that hashoichet b'shabbos, whether it's b'mezid or b'shoigeg, either way the halacha is going to have to be that it's going to be asal yoyme. Thus it can't be Rameir, because Rameir, it's true, he holds if someone's mevashel b'mezid b'shabbos, d'alach you can't eat it b'yoyme. The same would be true b'shoigeg. But if b'shoigeg, but not b'shoigeg, being that in the Mishnah it's mashma, Rav's diak, even b'shoigeg it's going to be asal yoyme. It must be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be going according to Rameir. But the Gemara asks one final question. V'nukmak Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. Why can't the Mishnah be Rabbi Yochanan Asandler? Rabbi Yochanan Asandler was even more mashma than Rabbi Yehuda. Da'amah loishna b'shoigeg v'loishna b'mezid lo yachol. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Asandler was to the right of Rabbi Yehuda. But he clearly holds like Rabbi Yehuda that whether it's b'shoigeg or mezid, that loch is he not allowed to eat it on Shabbos itself. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, come after the Mitzvah Shabbos lachem v'lo yloy. You know why it can't be Rabbi Yochanan Asandler? Because Rabbi Yochanan Asandler is actually too machmer for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was more meichel than Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. Because Rabbi Yochanan Asandler said that if the person shechted even b'shoigeg, it's only going to be mutter la'acherim on Mitzvah Shabbos. But the person himself that was mevashel, that person will not be able to eat the food that he cooked, even if he did it b'shoigeg on Mitzvah Shabbos. And Tana didon shchitosik sheirah. Our Mishnah says shchitas ekshera. It's mashma loishna loy veloishna lacherim. That it's going to be mutter to everybody. So according to Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, it's not mutter to everybody. It's only mutter b'shoigeg lacherim. The mevashel himself is never allowed to eat it, which means the sheikh would never be able to eat it. Mishnah says shchitas ekshera, which is mashma according to everybody. Thus, there were three possible tanoim that the tan of the Mishnah could be: Rav Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yochanan Asandler. The Mishnah can't be Reb Meir because Reb Meir holds only b'mezid it be asal liyoyme. And Rav was being medayik from the Mishnah that even b'shoigeg gets asal liyoyme. The Mishnah can't be Reb Yochanan Asandler because the Mishnah says that shchitasek sheira. And according to Reb Yochanan Asandler, it's only shchitasek sheira la'achirim. It's not shchitasek sheira loy. Thus, the time of the Mishnah, a process of elimination, must be going according to Reb Yehuda. So who is the Reb Yehuda that Rav was referring to per the Olam, when he said that even though the Mishnah says Ashechet b'Shabbos of Yom Kippur, Avol Bishem Eschai ben Afshoy Shchitasek Sheira, he meant Rabbi Yehuda who holds that a Mavashal b'Shabbos, the halacha is, doesn't matter if it was b'Shoigeg, it doesn't matter if it was b'Mezid, it's going to be Asal Yoyim. After Shabbos, it's a different story. But on Shabbos itself, it's going to be Asal. So just like a Mavashal b'Shabbos, b'Shoigeg or b'Mezid is going to be Asal Yoyim, so too Ashechet b'Shabbos is going to be Asal. Zokta Gemara, a postscript to this discussion. Tani Tano, Kamei de Rav. So there was a Tano who said over the following halacha in the presence of Rav. He said, "Mevashel b'Shabbos." If somebody cooks on Shabbos, b'Shoygeg. If he does it b'Shoygeg, yoichal. B'Mezid lo yoichal. Umashtik le'Rav. When Rav heard what he said, Rav told him to be quiet. So we always have Shasik Rav. Kivegun Gilyan Hashas in Masech Tesukah Dav Zayin brings many places in Shas where you find that Rav himself was quiet. Here, Rav is being mashtek. So Rav told the Tana, "Don't say that." My time of mashtekly, says the Gemara. Ilemi Mishum Desfir like Rav Yehuda. Is it because Rav holds like Rav Yehuda? V'tana Tani Kirameir. Right, this Tana essentially was saying over a Meir's halacha. Hamavashul b'Shabbos b'Shoygig Yoicha b'Meizel lo Yoicha. Those are the words of Rav Meir. So it sounds like if Rav told him to be quiet, probably because Rav doesn't hold like Rav Meir. He holds like Rav Yehuda, says the Gemara. Rav Shum Desfir like Rav Yehuda, man the Tani Rav Meir mashtikle. Just because Rav doesn't hold of Rav Meir, he holds like Rav Yehuda, is that a reason to silence him? Mashtik is strong language. He told him, "Be quiet, don't say that. I don't want to hear that again." Why? It's Rav Meir Shita. He didn't say anything so terrible. Va'id says the Gemara, "Mi sov like Rav Yehuda." Does Rav in fact even hold like Rav Yehuda? Rav Chanan bar Ami, ki moyer Rav Tamidei. When Rav would learn the halachas of someone that's mevashel b'Shabbos, so what was his psak? It depended on who his audience was. When he was learning with the Talmidim, Moir Luk Rav Meir, he would tell him the halacha is like Rav Meir. V'chidarish Bepirka, but when he would get up at the Yarchi Kala, you know, he would speak more for the Oila, more for the Balabatim, so then Darish Kerab Yehuda. Then he would say that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Why? Mishum Amei Ha'aretz. Because he was worried about the Amei Ha'aretz. He was worried that if he would get up and be Mekel like Rav Meir, right, Rav Meir is Mekel. Rav Meir says, B'shoigig Yoichal, B'mezid Lo Yoichal. Rav Yehuda holds even B'shoigig Lo Yoichal. So he didn't want to be Mekel in Hilchis Shabbos in the presence of the Amei Ha'aretz because he was worried about the slippery slope. This kula, that kula, it can lead to things. You find this idea in Shas of Va'aso Lo'imrei B'fnei Ha'aretz. So Rav held it was Aso Lo'imrei B'fnei Ha'aretz that the halacha is like Rav Meir. But the bottom line is that Rav, when he was teaching his Talmidim, he would say the halacha is like Rav Meir. It was only when he was speaking for the Olam, that's when he would say that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. But if he told his Talmidim the halacha is like Rav Meir, that's obviously the halacha. When he was speaking Bepirke, he had a side cheshbin. V'asol lo'imrei b'fnei ha'aretz. But essentially, then this Tana told Rav the emes. He told him Rav Meir's halacha, and we know Rav himself holds like. So two kashas. Rav told the Tana to be quiet. Number one, even if Rav doesn't hold of this halacha, it's Rav Meir Shita. Man de toni like Rav Meir, mashtikle, you mashtik someone who says Rav Meir's halacha. And besides, we know for a fact that this is what Rav used to say in Shir. He used to say over the halacha, is like Rav Meir. So think more of a chitim, you'll tell me tana bepirke, tana, kamei. Maybe what happened was, is this person told Rav, Rav Meir's halacha, and he said it in front of Ami Yaretz. He said it by this big gathering where the oilam was there, and he went over to Rav, and he announces Rav Meir's halacha. Maybe that's why he told him to be quiet. Again, not because the halacha is not like Rav Meir, but because va'as but the Gemara says, if you understand what the sight looked like at the time of this Yarchei Kala, you would realize that not everybody had access to the Gedolim and to Rav and to the conversations that Rav was having. In fact, what the way these shiur would be given over was there was a Magid shiur, and he would whisper into the ears of a Meturgeman to the Amoiri. The Gemara refers to this person sometimes as, and he would make an announcement. He would tell the Olam what's going on. But nobody would have had access to this conversation to think that maybe that was the reason that Rav got upset, says the Gemara. So why was Rav disturbed when this Tana told him, Rav Meir's halacha, ha-mevashel b'Shabbos, b'shoygig yoicha, b'mezaliyah? Can't be because Rav doesn't hold it a halacha, because Rav Paskin's like Rav Meir, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachur b'Yitzchak, Tana shoychet, Tana kameh d'Rav. We have some misinformation. The Maisa Shahoya Kachoya was not that this person went over to Rav and told him, Rav Meir's halacha, ha-mevashel b'Shabbos, b'shoygig yoicha, b'mezaliyah. What he told him was, and then he told him, B'shoigeg yoichal, B'mezid lo yoichal. And Rav was upset at that. He told him, Ashoichit b'shabbos, B'shoigeg yoichal, lo yoichal, Amalei. So Rav told him, I daitech kiram neir. Oh, you think? Oh, because Rav Meir said, I'm a vashel b'shabbos. So presumably the same is going to be true when it comes to Sheikha the Shabbos as well. So he said, it's not true. When the Rav Meir says, Alocha, that's a Mevashel. And the reason is because the Ra'ui Lachos. Because in addition to the fact that Rav Meir holds that a Mevashel b'shoigeg, it's okay to eat on Shabbos, there's also no Muktzah problem. There is no mukta problem is because raw food is not considered mukta before Shabbos. Okay, not all raw foods. But raw food is often not considered moksa because you could eat it raw. Aval shoychet, but shoychet b'shabes de'ein ra'oy lachos, which you can't eat a live animal, save him in achai. So it comes out it's going to be muktza before Shabbos. So Rav told this Tana that hashoychet b'shabes b'shoygeg yoicha b'mezed lo yoicha, there's no such halacha. Ah, you mean Rav Meir, who we paskin like, by the way, that a mevashel b'shabes b'shoygeg yoicha b'mezed lo yoicha? This Rav Meir said is halacha only by mevashel. Not, but what's the difference? Bishul is one of the lametes melachos, and sheichet is one of the lametes melachos. The chiluk is very simple because by bishul there's no muktzah problem, but by sheichet there's a muktzah problem. The reason there's no muktzah by bishul is because raw food's not considered muktzah. Because the right lachos, you could chew on it, you could eat it like a derech, but you could eat it on Shabbos. But a live animal, you can't eat. It's Eivim and Achai. So Rav told him that you can't shtel tzura meir's halacha of mevashel b'shabes to sheichet b'shabes. And that's why he was mashtiklei, because he told him you're running into a muktzah. It's the wrong halacha. But the Gemara says, is that true? What happened to the whole sugya we just learned? But masnisim, the sheichet, our Mishnah said, we're learning mesachta schulah. We're learning the halachas of hakul sheichet. And the Mishnah said, hasheichet b'shabes, even kumim rabbi shizachayim, 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 that it's going to be offered to eat it by yoy. V'nostin, chavrayim l'meima, what did the oilum say? Rabbi Yehuda, that it's only true according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara said, which Rabbi Yehuda? After four failed attempts, we finally got it. Elam Ravashi, it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds Mevashel b'Shabbes b'Shoygig u'b'mezel yoich. Because according to Rabbi Meir, that holds Mevashel b'Shabbes b'Shoygig yoich, which is not true. It wouldn't be usher to eat it b'yoyme. Only b'mezel would be usher to eat it b'yoyme. But b'Shoygig would be mutter. We just said right now that even Rabbi Meir is going to hold that it's usher if you're Shoygig b'Shabbes. Rabbi Meir only said it's halacha by Mevashel b'Shabbes. Why? Because over there, there's no muktzah issue. So the issue is the bishul b'shoygeg, that doesn't bother a mayor. I muktzah, there is no muktzah, because it's roi lachos. But shoygeg, you're running into a muktzah issue. So why did the Mishnah have to be Rabbi Yehuda? The Mishnah could have been Rameyer. Ha Rameyer shari, says the Gemara, ki shari Rameyer, you're going to chayla chayla mi ba'od yoyim. You have to say that Enochinami, Rab holds that according to Rab Meir, to the extent that there's going to be a muktzah problem, he would agree. But there isn't always going to be a muktzah problem. What would be if somebody had, lo yaleinu, a chayla sheyesh bay sakana in his house mibayd yoyim? So when the sun set Friday night, the time that muktzah is determined, there was a chayla sheyesh bay sakana. Being that there was a chayla sheyesh bay sakana, so it comes out that the live animals were not muktzah. Because this person knew that if this chayla needs food on Shabbos, and he has to shecht, it would be okay. So the fact that there's a chayla sheyesh bay sakana, that makes this live animal not muktzah. And b'chehai gavna, where there is no muktzah issue, according to Rav Meir, the halach is it's going to be mutter. But the Gemara says, ihachi my time in the Rav Yehuda d'asar. So if the Mishnah couldn't be Rav Meir, because the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's no muktzah. Why not? Because there's a chayla sheyesh bay sakana. So what, Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree with that? So why would Rabbi Yehuda hold it's a problem? Hashoychet, first, the whole halacha of the Mishnah. Hashoychet, b'shabes, afal b'shem, mischayv b'nafshoy. If there's a chayla sheyesh bay sakana, it's not even mischayv b'nafshoy. Then you can't make the Mishnah work according to anybody. Not even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, because it's talking about whether there was a chayla sheyesh bay sakana. And then the chayla got better. So right now, the chayla is no longer a chayla. And being that he's not a chayla anymore, so now you're not allowed to shecht. Now if somebody shechts, he's going to be mischayv b'nafshoy. The only shayla, muktzah, was never a factor. Why was muktzah never a factor? Because there was a chayla b'tchilas ha-shabbos. So as a result, this live animal never became muktzah. So the shechita now happened wrong. The question is, if it happened b'shoygig, what's the halacha? It's Rav Meir. Now it's ready totally, mevashel b'shabbos. Because what's the difference between mevashel b'shabbos and b'shoygig b'shabbos? Muktzah. Mevashel b'shabbos, there's no muktzah component. All there is a bishul component. Hashoygig b'shabbos, there is a muktzah factor in addition to the shechita problem. What we did was is that we neutralized the muktzah problem. How do we neutralize? By making one akimta. B'tchilas ha-shabbos, there was a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, and then it got better. So right now, it's also, you can't do malachas because there's no chayla sheyesh b'sakana anymore. But it just so happens, there's no muktzah problem, even for the sheyesh component of this equation. There's no muktzah problem because the Knesset HaShabbos, when muktzah is determined, there was a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. So what does it boil down to? It boils down to machlokes. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Meir, mevashel b'shoygeg is yoichal. According to Rav Yehuda, mevashel b'shoygeg is lo yoichal. That's why Rav had to be making the Mishnah according to Rav Yehuda, not according to Rav Meir. But Enoch and Ami, we're making an akimta now. The only way this works, according dafka to Rav Yehuda, not Rav Meir, is if you make the akimta, there was a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, b'tchilas HaShabbos, and he got better somehow during the course of Shabbos. Says the Gemara that this idea that every time you dan a mevashel b'Shabbos and a sheichet b'Shabbos, you have to look at two components. You have to look at the melacha, the issa melacha, and you have to look at the issa muktzah. There's precedence for this because Chiyodom Rav Acha Bar Ado Amar Rav. Rav Acha Bar Ado said the name of Rav Amilah. It was Rav Yitzchak Bar Ado who said the name of Rav Sheichet l'chayla b'Shabbos. If somebody shechts for a chayla on Shabbos, asal a bari is not allowed to eat from it. Hamavashel l'chayla b'Shabbos. If someone cooks for a chayla on Shabbos, mutal labari, then a bari is allowed to eat. Now we're talking about when somebody became a chayla on Shabbos itself. So on Shabbos, if somebody became a chayla sheish b'sakana, now they're tumbling. They have to do something for him. So if they're sheichet, a healthy person is not allowed to eat it. If they were mevashel, then a healthy person is allowed to eat it. What's the reason? My timer. It's because of the muktzah. It has nothing to do with the bishul and the sheichet. Bishul and sheichet is the same. There would be no nafkimin and halacha between bishul and sheichet. They're both malachas. And being that you did it for a chayla, so you did it already. The difference between the two cases is in one case there's muktzah, ha ra yulachos, v'ha enei ra yulachos. Raw food you could eat. Thus it's not muktzah. The problem is you're not allowed to cook it. Hey, you cooked it for a chayla. So that loch is a bar, he's allowed to eat it. However, in the case of sheichet, where there's a muktzah component, therefore, even though the shechit itself was mutter, but at the end of the day, it's still going to be muktzah. Amr Rapapa, Rapapa said, there are times that if you shecht for a chayla, it's going to be mutter for the bar. If there was a chayla b'baydayim, right? Like we just said. So if there was a chayla b'baydayim, it comes out it never became muktzah. If it never became muktzah, then it'd be mutter for a bari. There's also times that mevashel is going to be aser. You're going to cut its lay dalas. Let's say the thing that you cooked was attached to the ground. You cut a vegetable from the ground, you were kaitzer, it's one of Lamatas Malachas, and then you cooked it on Shabbos. So then the bari would not be able to eat it, because even though the vegetable itself can be eaten raw, but not this one. This one was attached to the ground, and when you would eat it, you would be kaitzer. So thus, in this case, so sometimes bishul is muktzah, sometimes sheichet doesn't, not involve muktzah, in the classic case it does, but Rav Papa said that you really have to go through each individual case and you have to look at it from two perspectives, from the malacha perspective and from the muktzah perspective as well. So one final thing on this note, Amar Avdimi min Adah, Hilchas Adah Lach is Ashaykh Luchayla B'Shabbos, if somebody shechs for Chayla on Shabbos, mutal abari ba'umtzah. A bari is allowed to take some of this food. My time, what's the reason? Kiv di'yav shal gazayis basa b'lay shechita, because it's impossible to have even a kezayis of meat without shechting the entire animal, right? You can't shech only a kezayis of the animal. You have to shech the entire animal. It's kiko shechet that I did the chelukah shechet. So we assume that when a person shechted for the chelukah sheish b'sakana, he did it for the chelukah sheish b'sakana. So there's no reason that somebody can't go ahead and take a little bit of a kezayis. What are you worried about? That he shechted more for the bari? Can't shecht more or less. Shechita, shechita, shechita. It's roiv of the beis imanim. And if you do that, you get the ganze behema. But that's the way it works. However, when it comes to bishul, they already, Rav Dimon Hardas introduced another factor. That is, a mevashel l'chayla b'Shabbos, asa labari. You know why? Gzeir shemayarav b'shvilai. For another factor, because you're worried, shemayarav b'shvilai. So the bottom line is, if someone's mevashel l'chayla b'Shabbos, is it okay to eat it? So you have to look at it from a muksa perspective. And now Rav Dimon Hardas introduced another issue. Gzeir shemayarav b'shvilai, and because of that, that maybe would create issues as well. So this sugya that we just learned, Hashoichet b'Shabbos u'b'yem ha'kipurim, afal pisha mischayev v'nafshay shchitasek sheira, so it's a mishnah in Masech Teshulin, it deals with the shchitasek sheira, but also as we see, it crosses over very much to Hilchas Shabbos, specifically as it relates to the laws of muktzah. And generally, if somebody does a malacha on Shabbos, is he allowed to benefit from this halacha? Or is he not allowed to benefit from this halacha? So there's so much raid and so little time. So rather than go into the Hilchas Shabbos component, I think it's kedai to go back to the first Tosfos in the sugya. Again, it's a classic Tosfos. It's an often quoted Tosfos, and there's many Yesoidas that come out of this Tosfos. Tosfos asks Akasha, Hashoichet b'Shabbos u'b'yom ha'kipurim shchitas ha'ksheira. We learned the Gemara earlier, Chulin Dav Hei Ben Aleph, where the Gemara says if someone's a mummer l'chal Shabbos, he has a din of a guy. A guy, that's the Mishnah Dav Yudgimel Amud Aleph, shchitas oved keichavim nevela u'metame b'masa. If that's the case, how could the Mishnah say shchitas ha'ksheira once he was a Shoichet b'Shabbos? The halacha is he's a guy. If he's a guy, then his shchita, by definition, is nevela. It's not shchitas like sheira. As I frate Taisus. And Taisus has two terutza. Taisus first teretz says the only time a mumel l'chal Shabbos has a din of a guy is if he's a mumel l'chal Shabbos b'farhesya. Hacha b'mayaskinan. The Mishnah is talking about where he was mumel l'chal Shabbos b'tzin. V'oidei shloim rabbi. Taisus has another teretz. D'mishon pam achas l'chashem mumer. You don't become a mumer by being l'chal Shabbos one time. So it's true, this person was Mechal Shabbos. But as far as we know, this is the first time he ever did it. He was a Sheikhe B'Shabbos. Because you were Mechal Shabbos one time, that doesn't make you into a Mummer. So Erchanami, moving forward, we're going to have to sit down and figure out at what point this person does become established as a Mummer. Because Taisa is a little bit unclear. But Taisa says one time you for sure don't become a Mummer. I mean that you don't become a Mummer one time. This Shechita that you did is not viewed as being a Shechita's Mummer. As a result, you don't have a din of a Mummer L'chal Shabbos, even if it was B'farhesi, it doesn't matter. Thus, the halacha is going to be Shechitasoi Ksheira. There's a Gemara in the Sechdes Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Beis Amar Alf. The Gemara over there discusses a Shtar Sheyesh Boi Ribbis. Everybody knows that a Yid is not allowed to lend money to another Yid and charge interest. If the interest was Ketutza, it was predetermined at the time of the loan, it's an Issa Dei Raisa, there's many Isurim that are related to the halacha of ribbis. So the Mishnah, the Gemara over there in Bava Metzia, Ayin Beis Amar Alef, discusses there was a shtar sheyesh by ribbis. So the shtar says that Reuven's lending Shimon $1,000, and Shimon in 12 months is going to pay back $1,100. He's charging him 10% interest. So that's pashit, that Reuven, the malva, cannot be goyva the ribbis. That's an issa d'iraisa. The question is, what about the keren? Can he be goyva the principal? Is this a kosher shtar, or is this not a kosher shtar? Says the Gemara, shtar sheyesh by ribbis. Rameir says that of course it's a kosher shtar, and just because his ribbis, it doesn't negate the fact that the malva has an ability to at the very least be goyva the principal. But the Chachamim said that if you're going to use this shtar to collect your $1,000, you may take the extra $100. Now you're already getting involved in Isurei Deiraisa. So Rameir was koines the keren atu the ribbis. Thus Rameir says you can't use the shtar. V'chachamim, no. Goyves a keren, the ene goyves a ribbis. And it's a well-known sugi, but my komifligi Rameir, so v'kansin an eter mishum yisura. Rabbanan sabi, loy kansin an eter mishum yisura. The Tosfos on that Gemara, it's a very long Tosfos, asks a bamba kasha. Tosfos says, we know the Gemara says in Perek Ezeu Neshech that in every ribbis transaction, the malva doesn't have air. The malva is the one who collects the ribbis. The loiva is also over nisa de raisa for giving the ribbis. The Gemara says the edim are over nisa de raisa for participating, for signing, for facilitating this loan. The sefer, the lawyer that drafted the loan documents, is also Eivir Nisa Deiraisa. If there are a raven, if there are co-signers to the loan, they're also Eivir Nisa Deiraisa. Any person that plays any role in this ribbis transaction is Eivir Nisa Deiraisa. Asher Nogeya L'Inyonenu, the Eden that participate in the Shtar Sheyesh by ribbis are Eivir Nisa Deiraisa. They're Eivir Nisa Deiraisa because of the fact that they signed on a loan that involves ribbis. If that's the case, Tosfos says, that everybody knows that the halacha is that a rasha is pasul eidos. Any person that's over an issa de raisa is pasul eidos. Now the truth is, machlokes is abayi v'rava, what the definition of rasha is. Rava says that rasha has to be a rasha de chamos. The only time a rasha becomes pasul eidos is if the avera that the person did, he did because of chemdas mamon. So if somebody did an avera for money, for example, a mummer that's oichel nevelos l'teyavon, so somebody that eats non-kosher meat, simply because it's cheaper. And because it's cheaper, for a few dollars, he's willing to sell his soul. He's willing to go, and he's willing to eat non-kosher food. A person like that, who established himself as being a Rasha because of taivas and chemdis moment, that person becomes posulatus. And Rava says, because it's logical. Why are you worried that a Rasha, why shouldn't a Rasha be able to say edus? Probably because you're afraid that he's going to lie. Mechtesi would lie. Of course, he did this avera, it means he's going to do this avera. I'll tell you why. Because once a person establishes himself as willing to do an avera for money, what happens if somebody goes over to someone and he says, listen, I'll give you $100 if you say Eid HaShekher. So, being that we can now assume reasonably that if he did that avera for money, he may do this avera for money, it's for that reason that the Rasha becomes possible. But a random Rasha, not Abaya argues. Abaya says that any Rasha, it doesn't matter what avera you do, a mumer oichel nevelois, even lahaches, he's not doing it l'teyoven. He's doing it not for money, he's doing it lahaches. This is the only avera he does, and he does it lahaches. He lahaches, eats non-kosher food, whatever. That's what he does. Even that person, says Abaya, is going to be posulatus. Now, ordinarily, if it's machlokes abayi v'rava, we pass like rava. But we know there's six exceptions to the rule. The yal kigam. This is one of the yal kigams. It's the mem. Everybody knows the yud. Yishalay midas. This is the mem. It's mumur oichel neveles lahachis. We pass like abayi that every every single Russian in the world, doesn't matter what Aveira he did, he's going to be postulated. With that, Hanocha, Freitas, Sakasha, Shtar Sheyesh by Ribbis, Kansina Neteirati Yisura, Loi Kansina Neteirati Yisura, Machoikis, Rameir, and the Chachamim, whether you can be Goyva the principal or not be Goyva the principal, Freitas is Gevald. How in the world can you use the Shtar? In order for the Shtar to be a good Shtar, you have to have Edim. The Edim were over the Isser Ribbis, and although it's true that the Isser Ribbis, from the Edim's perspective, is not an Aveira de Chamos, because they have no horse in this race, what are they gaining? They're not gaining anything by signing in the shtar. But we paskin like Abaya that a mumar oichel neveleis lahachis is also pasuleidus. That any rush is pasuleidus. The edom arishaim, the shtar is pasul. For a tosis, this shtar is dead on arrival. He doesn't understand how there could be a sugi in shtas of a shtar sheyesh by ribis. L'chayre, every shtar sheyesh by ribis, by definition, as edom psulim signed on the shtar. If there are edom psulim signed on the shtar, how in the world could you use the shtar? In Simon Nun Beis brings this Tosfos, and the Tzai says a gewaldige teretz based on the Tosfos in our sugyo. Chulin daf yudalim and aleph. Tosfos asks the kasha hashoichet b'Shabbos. Avol b'shem eschay b'nafshe shkitosik shero. L'chayru, once you shecht on Shabbos, you become a mumer l'chal Shabbos. If you're mumer l'chal Shabbos, b'far hesyo, you have a din of a guy. So how could Shchitase be Ksheir? And Tais said a very big Kiddush. Dimishum pam achas loy choshev mumer. You don't become a mumer for doing an Aveira one time. Says the Ktsois, yesh loymar. Dimishum pam achas, you don't become a Rosh either. A Rosh is possible Eidos. But what does that mean? One time you do an Aveira, that's it. You become a Rosh and now you're going to be possible Eidos. Just like Tais said, Dimishum pam achas loy choshev mumer. Zok the Ktsois, mishum pam achas, you're not going to become a Rosh either. So Enochinami, these Eidim that signed on the Shtar Sheyesh, they just did an Aveira. They are technically Rishoyim. But as far as we know, it was only Pam Achas. Mishum Pam Achas, Loi Choshev Mumer, just like Mishum, in the same way, Mishum Pam Achas, you're not going to be considered a Rosh either. The Tzais is very, very Meirich. And really, this is it's an often quoted Tzais, more in the Sugis of Psulei Eidos. Unfortunately, it's Ein Kam Mekoyim L'Harach. It's such a beautiful Ktzoy. It's very tempted to, but we're not going to go there. Right? The whole different Arichos. But that's the Yisoyed of the Ktzoy. The Nesivos on this Ktzoy right here was Magia, very, very stark. And he asks many, many kashas on the Ktzoy. The one that's the most relevant to us is Zok the Ktzoy. Zok the Nesivos, I don't understand how you could shtel tzu Chulin Daf Yudalit to Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Beis. They're similar, but they're different. And the difference is very, very profound. And as a result, says the Netzivos, it's absolutely, positively not a tushta. Why? Chulin daf yudalit, Tosfos is discussing a mummer. What does mummer mean? Definition, a mummer. Mummer, says the Netzivos, means a person that's ruggled to do averus. That's the definition of a mummer. And being that this person was only shoichet one time, zok Tosfos ayisoid, demishum pam achas loy choshev mummer. Because a mummer is not just someone that did an avera, it's someone that's ruggled to do averos. And being that it's someone that's ruggled to do averos, l'chayr, you don't become a ruggle by doing an avera one time. That's Tosfos ayisoid. So shoichet b'shabbos, yeah, the first time, there's no reason to shechit. When does it become possible? We have to figure this out. But for sure not one time. Mishum pam achas loy choshev mummer. Rasha doesn't mean ruggle. Maybe if a person does an Aveira one time, he does have a din of a Rasha. So the Nesivos said, I don't understand. Maybe there's a chiluk between Mummer and Rasha. Mummer, which by definition suggests regilus. So you don't become a ruggle. You don't become a Mummer by doing something one time. But as it relates to Rasha over there, maybe it's going to be different. It's interesting that Ktzois famously wrote a chibur to be miyashiv all the kashas that the Nesivos asked on him in his Nesivos HaMishpat. It's called Meshoiviv Nesivos. It's pretty sharp sometimes. This is from the Sharfim Meshoivivs. He prefaces his comments, does the Ktzois v'hine, after min ha-ro'i, the loy lahoshev al-dvarav. Really, I shouldn't even be responding to what the Nesivos asked. Ki nirish loy ayin klal. I don't believe he was ma'ayin b'chlal loy b'dvarenu v'loy b'divrei marit, that the Ktzois quotes over there. B'chozlois loy echtam laharis loy kinuchayin. At the same time, I'm gonna respond regardless. Either way, it's pretty sharp. At the end, he says again, so v'im ein ha-masik yoideya derech ha-musik lo yasik. That's the last line in the Ktzois. He says, if the masik doesn't know the musik, then lo yasik. I don't understand why the deceivers even ask kashas. Ayin Shum, regardless, Zokta Gemara Vaiter, we have a lot more rate to speak out. Zokta Mishnah Hashoichet B'Magliyad, if somebody shechts with a Magliyad, a hand sickle. So apparently, handsicles, well, not farmers, but handsicles had two blades. One was sharp, or smooth, I should say, and the other one was serrated. Now, that's Shechita 101. You're not allowed to shecht with a serrated knife. And the reason is because when you shecht, you have to make sure that the blade is cutting the simanim. It's not tearing the simanim. So we'll see more about the technical aspects of it in the future dafin. But for now, you can use a serrated blade during Shechita. So if someone is shechet b'magoyad, but he didn't use the serrated blade, he used the smooth blade. The halacha is, or bitzor, if he used the stone, or bekana, he used a reed, shchitasik sheir, it's going to be kosher. Hakol shoichtim, ula oilam shoichtim, ubakol shoichtim. We'll see what that means. Chutz mi magol kotzer, you're not allowed to use a regular sickle. This is not the hand sickle, this is the one that was used for harvesting. Vamagera is a saw. Vashinayim is, you can't shecht using your teeth. The hatzipayrin, or your nails, and the reason is with neisha in chenkim, because they're going to choke the animal as opposed to cut the simanim. And as we just mentioned, the only time shechita is kosher is if it actually cuts. Zok the Gemara. Hashoichet, the Mishnah said, Hashoichel b'magil yad, three things. If somebody shechts using the smooth blade of the handsickle, or bitzor, he uses a stone, or bekana, he uses a reed, shechitasik sheir, but only hashoichet. Or shchitasik sheir, which suggests that it's only kosher b'diyev. The evidence look at chilul loy. Says the bishlam b'bagel yad. I understand why a hand sickle is only kosher b'diyev. The malasi l'mevav b'dechkisa, because you said it's only one side that you're allowed to use. So the reason it'd be only okay lika b'diyev is because we're afraid you may use the wrong side. It seems like a very reasonable gzeira. El tzur v'kana likatchila loy. Why can't you use the tzur and the kana likatchila? In fact, it's a mefurish of brayser. Mini by kol shoichtim bein betzur bein beschuches bein the krei mishal kana. The brayser says mefurish. You can use tzur. That's the stone, and you can use a krei mishal kana. You can use a reed, and here it's mashmi. You can use it even likatchila. So we have a stiras up to gemara likasha kan betolush kan the mechuber. The brayser that says you can use likatchila, that's talking about where it was detached from the ground. If you have a stone that's detached from the ground, or you have a reed that's detached from the ground, then it's kosher to use l'katchila. The Mishnah that says you can only do it b'di'evet, ha-shoichet, b'tzoru b'kana, shchitasai k'sheiru, all on the b'di'evet level, is talking about where the stone was attached to the ground. You have to figure logistically how you did it, but it was attached to the ground. This kana, the reed, was attached to the ground. In that case, it's going to be kosher b'di'evet, but it won't be kosher l'katchila. Amar Rav Kahana, shoichet b'mechuber l'karka. If somebody shecht b'mechuber l'karka, Rebbe poisel v'Reb Chiya machsher, it's machloikis, Rebbe and Reb Chiya. According to Rebbe, it's posel completely, and according to Reb Chiya, it's kosher. And ad kan l'ka machsher Reb Chiya ela b'di'evet. Even Reb Chiya that said it's kosher, it's only kosher b'di'evet. Aval l'katchila loy. In other words, the Mishnah is going to be going according to Reb Chiya, that says if someone shecht with something that's mechuber, it's okay. But even according to Reb Chiya, it's only kosher b'di'evet. Being that it's only kosher b'di'evet, that's why the Mishnah said hashoichet b'tzuru b'kadosh chitasek sheir suggesting b'di'evet hacha b'mayaskina. Number one, an akimta. It's talking about where it was mechuber. Number two, it's going according to Reb Chiya that holds mechuber is okay, but it's only okay b'di'evet. Says the Gemara, akimta Reb Chiya b'di'evet. You just said the Mishnah is going according to Reb Chiya b'di'evet. It's talking about where it was mechuber. Elo hadetani. I'll tell you. I'll ask you a kasha from another brisa. Ba'kol shoichtin, you can check with anything. Bein betalush, bein b'mechuber. Whether the thing is talush or mechuber. Bein shahasakin l'mayla b'tzavah b'hem l'mata. Whether the knife is on top of the animal. Bein shahasakin l'mayla b'tzavah b'hem, or whether the knife is on bottom of the animal. Either way, it's always okay. But it sounds like it's okay l'katchila. Ba'kol shoichtin, bein betalush, bein b'mechuber. Man, loy Rebbe, v'loy Reb Chiya, who's it going according to? Reb Chiya, is it going according to Reb Chiya? The evidence l'katchila loy. We just said Reb Chiya holds you can shecht with mechuber, but only b'di'evet, not l'katchila. That's what we said. Our Mishnah that says hashoichet only b'di'evet, it's okay, is talking about where it was mechuber. Ali b'di Reb Chiya, the Rebbe, and if that price is going according to Rebbe, the evidence amiloy. Rebbe holds that even b'di'evet, it's not okay. So the Gemara loy Reb Chiya. Really, that price is going according to Reb Chiya. V'afil l'katchila. Oh, and Reb Chiya holds that you're allowed to shecht with mechuber even l'katchila. The haidu kumit l'ki b'di'evet. So why did Reb Chiya say it in a way where it sounds like it's kosher b'di'evet? Hashoichet b'mechuber l'karka. Rebbe was poisel, Reb Chiya machsher. It sounds like even Reb Chiya said only b'di'evet. No, really, Reb Chiya would have said it l'katchila, but it was li'hoidiach l'koichet the Rebbe. It's to tell me that Rebbe holds that even b'di'evet it's not okay. But really, Reb Chiya holds it's kosher l'katchila. Thus, the braisa that says Bakoil Sheichten Bein Betolosh Bein Bemechuber, that's going according to Rab Chiyav. Elo Masis and Diktoni Asheichet Yevin Lechatchila Loi Mani. Who then is the Tana of our Mishnah? Loi Rebbe Vlei Reb Chiyav. Why? Because he Reb Chiyav. We just said Afilu Lechatchila. You just said Reb Chiyav really holds even Lechatchila. It's okay. The only reason Reb Chiyav said his halacha in a way that it sounds like it's v'diyeved that it's okay was Loi Hidiyachah Koyche the Rebbe. But really, Reb Chiyav holds Lechatchila. It's okay. So our Mishnah that says that we said is talking about where it's mechubra, and you see that it's okay only b'di'evah, but like tatchila not, can't be going according to Reb Chiyah. And Rebbe, and if it's going according to Rebbe, do you have an amulet? Rebbe said that even b'di'evah, it's not okay. So, the Gemara, the Oilam, Reb Chiyah. Really, I'll tell you, Reb Chiyah holds afil l'katchila. Meaning the braisa that says that it's okay to shecht with mechubra l'katchila, that's going according to Rebbe. And thus, Reb Chiyah can't be the time of our mission. Because our mission said it's only kasha b'di'evah. And our mission that says that it's only kasha to shecht b'di'evah, Rebbe is really going according to Rebbe. So we have a steer in Rebbe. Our Mishnah says that b'di'evet it's okay to shecht b'mechuber. Rebbe said that you're not allowed to shecht b'mechuber even b'di'evet. So the Gemara says no, it's not. The Rebbe had the Rebbe like kasha. Why not? Kam b'mechuber meikare, kam b'tolosh ula b'sayvchev. There's two types of mechuber. There's something that was mechuber meikare. It was never detached from the ground. It's attached simply from its natural state. And then there's a concept of mechuber where it was detached and you went ahead and you attached it. Is there precedence for such a svara that there's an afkamino when it comes to shchita between something that is naturally mechuber or something that was attached later? The Gemara says, yeah, at the time going to the price, if somebody sticks a knife in a wheel and then he takes the wheel and by turning the wheel, the knife shechts the animal. Halach is, it's kosher. Bim mechubel karka, if somebody shechts with mechubel karka, shechitasek sheir. So it sounds like if you shecht with mechuber, it's okay. No, it's sakim bekoisel. Vishachatba, if somebody stuck a knife in a koisel, and then he took the animal, and he pushed it against the knife, vishachatba, also shechitasek sheir. Hayot, so yaitzim in a koisel, if there was a stone that was protruding from a wall, aykana, oylami eilav, or there was a reed that was protruding from the ground, vishachatba, and he shechted with it, shechitasek psula, der lalach is pasul, frek, the Gemara, kashan adadi, lechur, at first glance, there seems to be a stira. What's the stira? The ratio of the braisa said, if somebody shechts with mechuber lekarka, shechitasek sheira. Right, you stuck a knife into the wall, it's mechuber now, shechitasek sheira. There was a stone that was yoitzim in hakoisel, shechitasek sheira. And then you're telling me that if the tzur was the yoitzim in hakoisel, or the kana was oyla me'elav, shechitasek is gira bipsula. So, is hashoicheip in mechuber lekarka, shechitasek sheira, like the braisa says explicitly in the Reisha? Or no, is it going to be possible? Says the Gemara, you know what you have to say. El olav shma mino, shani be mechuber meikar letal shumzayv chivroi, shma mino. Must be two types of mechubers. There's a mechuber that is going to be possible, and then there's the mechuber that's going to be only possible likatchila, but kosher b'di'evet. The Reisha, the braisa that says mechuber lekarka shechitasek sheira, that's talking about where you made it mechuber later. The sefer the braisa that says shechitasek psula, that's talking about where it was mechuber meikare. Regardless, as it relates to our Mishnah that said hashoichet b'tzur ubekana shechitasek sheira. Doesn't the braisa say you can check the katchila with a tzur and a kana? The answer is you can check the katchila with a tzur and a kana if it's talish. The Mishnah is talking about where it was mechuber. Where it's mechuber, it's going to be kosher bidi eved, but it's going to be pasul lekatchila. Who holds that mechuber is kosher b'di eved, pasul lekatchila? We know it's machlokes Rebbe and Reb Chiyah. Rebbe holds that it's pasul b'di eved. Reb Chiyah holds that it's kosher b'di eved lekatchila. So who's this middle shita? The answer is it's Rebbe, and even though Rebbe holds there's an issue with mechuber, but Rebbe himself distinguished between something that was mechuber meikara and something that only became mechuber later. If it was mechuber meikara, Rebbe holds it's possible b'di'evet. If it only became mechuber later, Rebbe holds that it's going to be kosher b'di'evet. Now, what's the issue b'chlal with shechting with mechuber? Why should shechting with mechuber be a problem? I mean, if we're talking about kachim, all right, so we can start thinking. But when we're dealing with shechitas chulin, at the end of the day, why would mechuber or talush be as far, like in Gerishin, you have a concept, you can't write a get on Mechubel Karka. That's because it says Vekosav and Nosan, and you can't have Vekosav and then Vetolash and Venosan. Right? You need a Svara or a Makar to tell me that you can't check with Mechuber. That's going to be tomorrow's stuff. But for now, just to go back, there's a lot of things we can go back to, but let's go back to some of the raid that we spoke about yesterday And that is with regards to the halacha of Summa. So we mentioned, the Mishnah said, Hashoychet Balayla, Vechein Hasumo Sheshachat, Shchitasoi Ksheir. A Summa is a lad of Shecht, Bidiyevet. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in Yerideya, Simon Aleph, Siv Kotten Tes, Paskins, that it's okay for a Summa to Shecht. We mentioned Rabbi Tuvegas Kasha, me. We know Rabbi Yudah has a Shechit in Shas that a Summa is Pater min ha-mitzvahs. Just like a cher sheit for katan ha-pater min ha-mitzvahs, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that a suma is pater min ha-mitzvahs as well. Now, the pashtus is, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But at the same time, the Magen Avraham, in a Rechaim Simen Tov Kuf Pei Tez, brings shita's Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who holds that we do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And the poskim say, as a result, it's nachain lachush l'shita's Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that a suma is pater min ha-mitzvahs. If that's the case, I don't understand how you're allowed to eat from the shchit of a suma. Why? Because if a suma is pater min ha-mitzvahs, that means he doesn't have a mitzvah shchita. It means he doesn't have the lois ha-seh of nevela. If he doesn't have the lois ha-seh of nevela, he's not a quote-unquote bar zvicha. If he's not a bar zvicha, his shchita should be possible. The Mishnah said, and after you give him an aleph, that shchita is over the kichav of nevela. And Tosfos said, just chazim in the rain, and after you give him a base, what's the reason? Because it says, v'zavachta v'yachalta. Only someone that needs zvicha is a bar zvicha. Someone that doesn't need zvicha is not a bar zvicha. A suma, if he's potter min ha-mitzvahs, doesn't need zvicha. If he doesn't need it, he's not a bar zvicha. If he's not a bar zvicha, then his shchita should be nevela. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tainus Rabbi Tiveger, it's poshit in svara that a suma should not be able to shech. If that's the case, why is it that in halacha, the poskim all seem to say that you're allowed to eat from the shchita of a suma? Why aren't we being chayish for Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that shchitas suma is like shchitas uvid kechavim, that it's going to be nevel? Now, Rabbi Tuvegas are on the Mishnah, it's not shver, because the Mishnah, you'll tell me, is not going to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah that says that a suma sheshachat shchitas ksheir, that's going according to the chachavim. The chachavim hold that a suma is chayiv mitzvahs. So there's no reason in the world that a shchita shouldn't be possible. But la halacha, that we're chayish for shitas Rabbi Yehuda, like the shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So la halacha, this Mishnah can't be oisgehalten. If so, says Rabbi Kivega, I have no problem with the Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, but I have a problem with the Sif Katan and Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Aleph, Sif Katan Tes. How is it that the poskim didn't say anything? How is it that all the poskim seem to hold that it's okay to eat from the shchita of a suma? Says Rabbi Kivega, from here it's muchach a tremendous yisoid. And that is that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that a suma is potter min ha-mitzvahs, it's only from mitzvahs aseh that a suma is going to be potter. But a suma is going to be chayv a mitzvahs lois aseh. Being that a suma is chayv a mitzvahs lois aseh, he has this in a veil. If he has this in a veil, he is a bar zvicha. If he's a bar zvicha, he's a lot of shech. In other words, this mission that says suma sheshach shechtasik sheira, Zok Rabbi Kivega is not only going according to chachamim. It's going even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a suma is potter min ha-mitzvahs, he's not a bar zvicha. Suma potter min ha-mitzvahs means he's potter from mitzvahs esay, but he's still chayv a mitzvahs lois aseh. And if he has the lois aseh of nevela, that's enough to deem him a bar zvicha. Thus, the halacha is going to be shechtasik sheira half liver fell. Rabbi Bienenfeld showed me yesterday a beautiful maramachim, and that is a Turei Yevin. The Shagas Aryeh in the Sechtes Megillah Daf Chavtalad Amin Aleph that says the same exact Yisoid. The context over there is the Mishnah says, Suma Peres Es Shema Umetargim. The Mishnah says that a Suma is a light of Davin for the Yom. And says the Gemara stating that Rabbi Huda argues, he says, Kol Shalei Rav Ma'oiris Miyamav Enei Peres Al Shema. Any person that was Lei Rav Ma'oiris Miyamav, he's a Suma, so he's not let go be Moitzi the Oilam with Kriyashma, with Birchas Kriyashma. So today, Shliach Tzibur is not Moitzi the Tzibur with Tfilah. We all daven ourselves. But once upon a time, that's not the way it was. So there was a concept of a Shliach Tzibur actually being Moitzi, so just like the father in the house is moitzi the bnei bayis with kiddush. So once upon a time, the shliach tzibur was moitzi the olam with tefila. So there's a discussion in the Mishnah. Could a suma daven for the yomit? Could he be peiros ashma? Could he be moitzi the olam with the birchas kriyashma? It's a machlokes. Suma peiros ashma umetargim. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says no. That being that a suma was leiram ma'oros meyamav, as a result, he's enei peiros ashma. Freitas is a kasha. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds be'etzem a suma should be able to be Moitzi, a tzibur with Birchas Kriyishma. Rabbi Yehuda just says that being that Birchas Kriyishma involves brachas about Ma'oirois, Yoitzer Oru Varichoshech, right? Yoitzer HaMa'oirois. So therefore, Kol Shalei Ram Ma'oirois Me'yamav, Enei Pairis Tzashma.
But be'etzem, theoretically, hypothetically, of course, Rabbi Yehuda says, why should a suma not be able to be mitzi atzibur? Frey Toisvis, how does this stem with Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Shas? Rabbi Yehuda holds that a suma is potem in a mitzvah. So if he's potem in a mitzvah, it comes out he's an enei mitzvah. If he's an enei mitzvah, he's an enei mechuyev bedavar. An enei mechuyev bedavar can't be mitzi someone that's a mechuyev bedavar. Kiyudua. So Freyta is a kasha. Rabbi Yehuda says the reason a suma can't be mitzi is because we're dealing with brachas, dealing with ma'oirais, and he's a loira ma'oiris me'oilam. By the way, Rabbi Yehuda says that, let's say a suma was ra ma'oirais, he became a suma later in life, it sounds like it would be okay. Freyta is a kasha, what do you mean? Suma's potem in a mitzvah. So if a suma, according to Rabbi Yehuda's potem in a mitzvah, l'shitasai, this whole conversation doesn't start. Because l'chur, the suma's an ein mitzvah v'aisa. How can he be mitzvah tzibur of people that are mitzvah v'aisa? And Taisus has two terutz. What we need is Taisus' second terutz. Va'odei shloimer, the mairi shaper besuma. Va'ode patrinin hasa suma. This that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a suma's potem in a mitzvah, hainu minat Torah. That's only minat Torah. Avo midirabanon. But as it relates to midirabanon, miyachayev. He's going to be chayev. And the reason is, because if you're going to tell me that a suma is not chayev in the rabbanons, then the suma is going to have no mitzvahs. And we don't want a suma to have no mitzvahs. Says Tosfos, shlo yehei kenachri. We don't want it to be like a nachri, v'lo yehei noyig by das Yehudi klal. And as a result, says Tosfos, that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds a suma's potem in a mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that mid rabbanon, he definitely has a chiyev. Says Tosfos, you'll ask me a kasha, then how come noshim who are potter for mitzvah says shas mangarama, the Rabbanon didn't say that she should be chayef, right? Women are potter from Zman Geromas, even mid Rabbanon. It sounds like a very easy the Rabbanon, right? Even though Noshim are potter, but mid Rabbanon, they're going to be chayef. Says Toisvis, because there's no, you don't have this far by Noshim, because Noshim have mitzvahs. They only have mitzvahs Sheina Zman Geromas. They don't have mitzvahs Shazman Geromas. Okay, so for that, they're not going to be, like Nochrim. But a Suma, who's potter from all mitzvahs, so says Toisvis, if you're not going to be mechayef mid Rabbanon, he's going to be Kenochri, and we don't want him to be. He says, I don't understand. If you're telling me that a suma is potter from mitzvahs, that means a suma does not have to keep the Torah. Bereishis bara elikim, until the very end of the Torah, is not something that is relevant to him. He's potter in a mitzvah. He has no chiyuv to keep the Torah. So how could the Rabbana now impose on him mitzvahs the Rabbana? What makes him obligated to listen to the Rabbanah? Why do you have a chiyuv to listen to the Rabbanah? The Rabbanah tell you to do something. You have a chiyuv to listen. So the truth is, the Makar is the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. It's a Chanukah-related Gemara. Right, the Gemara says that before you light the menorah, Omer Rab Chiyuv Arashi, Omer Rab, Hamadlik Ner Shal Chanukah Tzorech Levarech. Rab Yirmi Omer, Haroya Ner Shal Chanukah Tzorech Levarech. What bracha do you make? My Mevarech says the Gemara, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoysa V'tzivonu Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah. Freit the Gemara, V'tzivonu Lahadlik Ner Shal Chanukah V'heichan Tzivonu. Everyone knows this Gemara. Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel Amen Alu Perek V'me Madlikin. Rav Avya Amas, Rav Avya said, Miloy Sosser. It says in the Torah, Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yoyrucha V'al HaMishpat Asher Yoymer Lucha Tasa. You have to listen to the Chacham, you have to listen to the rabbis. Loi sasur min adover asher yigidu l'cho yomen usma. Rav Nechem yomen, it's not from a different pasuk. Shalu vichav yageitcho, skeinechav yoyim l'cho. This Gemara right here, Shabbos Chof Gimel Amen Aleph, is the makar, how we know you have to listen to the Rabbanon. Because mehecha teisi, the Rabbanon have a right to impose things on you. The Teretz is, because the Teretz says clearly, al pi ha-teir asher yoyrucha, v'al ha-mishpat asher yoyim l'cho tase, loi sasur min adover asher yagidu l'cho yomen usmael. So much so, that when you make a bruch on a mitzvah d'rabbanon, you could say, asher kedishonu b'mitzvaysov, v'tzivanu l'hadik ner shel Chanukah. Where was the Torah mitzvah us to light Neris Chanukah? It says loy saser. Loy saser means you have to listen to the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah told you to do it. Once the Rabbanah tell you to do it, now you have a chiyuv to do mideraisa. Ki do the Rambam Shita is that any time a person is over nisit the Rabbanah, he's over nisit deraisa. He's over loy saser. So much so the Rabban asks, if that's the case, how is it that Safik deraisa is l'chumra and Safik the Rabbanah is l'kula? And the Cheschinuch asks so many kashas on this Rambam Shita va'advar matikim. But the bottom line is, Frank the Shai Gisariya in Turiyev and Miguel Daf Chavdal Raman Aleph, that if Suma's part of mitzvahs deraisa, how can it be chayiv a mitzvah d'rabbanon? The only thing that obligates us to keep a mitzvah d'rabbanon is the Gemara and Shabbos. Ve'heichan tzivanu lo'isasur mi'kotnadov ashi yagidu l'cho yomen l'smoil. But the Suma doesn't have a mitzvah d'raisa. So if the Suma doesn't have a mitzvah d'raisa, how can he have a mitzvah d'rabbanon? Zok t'shag yisariyoy. From here, I think you have no choice but to say that Tosfos must have held that even though a Suma is part of a mitzvah, it's only part of a mitzvah's essay. But a Suma avada has mitzvah lo'isasur. If a Suma has mitzvah lo'isasur, then he has lo'isasur mi'nadov ashi. If he has lois saser, he's mechuyev now to keep even the mitzvahs essays with the rabbanon. The kasha was, what's mechayev him to keep the rabbanon? He doesn't have deiraisis. So the shagas, if he has no deiraisis, not essays, not lois essays, then you're right. Then there's no mechayev him to keep the rabbanon. But zok the shagas, from this tosfos it's muchach this yisoy that you have to say you have absolutely no choice but to walk away and say that a tsuma has deiraisa. He has the lois essay. Once he has the lois essay, he has lois saser. It's the lois saser that's going to be mechayev. It's just kedai to know that mechas chinuch throughout his chibur. So the Mechas Chinuch has certain yesoides that he mentions many times. So one of the yesoides that the Mechas Chinuch brings is he brings from the Sefer HaMachriya. Umatzasi the Sefer HaMachriya, the Rabbi Yeshaya HaZokin, Simina in Ches, that when we say that Asumas Patam and HaMitzvahs, it doesn't just mean mitzvahs asay, it means mitzvahs lois asay as well. There's a tshuva from the Raid of Yehuda, and really the big kasha on the yesoid of Reb Kiva Eger, which the Turi Evan was Mechiach, from Tosfos, is from the Gemara Masechtas Bava Kamma, because the Gemara brings a makar. How you know Reb Yehuda's shita that Tzumas Patam and HaMitzvahs? And it's really based on another shita's Reb Yehuda. So the theme of the daf was Reb Yehuda's shita. It's really based on another Reb Yehuda's shita. Reb Yehuda holds Tzuma in Loi Boishas. V'chein hoi Reb Yehuda Perakachoival and Masechtas Bava Kamma. Poitroi Mikol Dinam Shevetaira. The halach is that Asumas Pater Mikol Dinam Shevetaira. He can't get involved in any transactions. He can't be a Toiveya. He can't be a Nitva. And then the Pasuk says, Ve'ilah HaMitzvois VeHachukim VeHamishpatim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Sheyeshnoi BeMishpatim. That is Rabbi Yehuda's makar. So you want a Rabbi Yehuda's makar? How we know Sumas Patim and HaMitzvahs? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Suma doesn't have Mishpatim. The Ilah Mishpatim doesn't relate to the Suma. If he doesn't have Mishpatim, he doesn't have Mitzvahs and Chukim either. Because Ilah HaMitzvahs VeHachukim VeHamishpatim. But it sounds like he doesn't have Mitzvahs, he doesn't have Chukim. Man Dachar Shmei Mitzvahs Esei, Mitzvahs Lois Esei. So Yehuda Netshuva, and this is the Sefer HaMachriya through Rabbi Yeshaya HaZokin that the Michas Chinuch brings. And that is that it's all very nice in Svara. You want to be Mechalik between Esseis and Lois Esseis. Rabbi Kiveger and the Turi Evan. I mean, these are fest array. But at the same time, at the end of the day, there is a makar. And if you look at the makar, there would seem to be no remez for there to be any chiluk between a mitzvah's essay and a mitzvah's lois essay.